AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you could describe it as part theatre event, part dance. The Devils in the Dance Hall will tour around five still existing dance hall, complete with a big band and a priest on call to make sure the slow set doesn't get too frisky. Edwina Gokian is the woman behind it. Good afternoon, Edwina.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So when people go to this, what will they witness?
Well, it's a dance night. We've just done our five dance nights, and it's kind of a night where we're reintroducing people to a dance hall again, all ages, all coming together and letting go of the inhibitions around dance and needing only, you know, drink maybe to lose the fear to get out on the dance floor and just let music take control of you and dance the way happy out without worrying about anyone looking at you.
Okay, but this is not a rave. This is the way, you know, is this a 1950s type dance?
Yeah, we're basing it on the 1930s. So if you go back to early 1930s, even the 20s, dance halls started to pop up across Ireland. And they were just tin shacks, you know, or wooden structures where communities would gather together to dance. And that's what we're focusing on. So it's really the style of music that's in the Devils in the Dance Hall. It's traditional music, but it also has this creeping of jazz into it. Because in the 30s, the roaring 20s were happening in the States just prior to that, a decade earlier. And that music started to drift across the Atlantic in the 30s and make its way into Irish traditional music. So you'll see in the 30s things like the foxtrot and waltz started to come in, and then eventually some swing dance as well. And kind of like what we do today with the jive into country bands, similar to that. So yeah, it's a very enjoyable night with a real broad mix of dances.
Yeah, and now obviously you have a big band there. Do you have actors there as well, kind of replicating that experience for people?
Yes. Well, to start with the band is the Gralton Big Band. It's a 9-piece band led by Kathy Jordan. It's really powerful and music that makes you want to dance. You won't. So many people message saying, "I'm not a dancer, but I'm going to come and watch," and give them 10 minutes and they're on the floor, such is the power of their music. But there are lots of actors too. We have an amazing actor from Leitrim, Seamus O'Rourke, Dara Scannell, and also Roseanne Lynch. And the idea is that you encounter the priest when you come to the door, because in the 30s, there was this a commissioned report done in the early 30s called the Carrigan Report, and it was to look at what was causing the downfall of morality in Ireland. You know, why were women getting pregnant outside marriage and such unease? And the two things that they pinned through this report as causing the downfall of Irish society was dancing and dance halls. So the church really latched onto this and gave people hell and told them they were going to hell for queuing at the doors of the dance halls. So the first person you'll meet at the Devils in the Dance Hall will be Father Joe Cosgrove, who will give you a good warning of why you shouldn't be going into that hall.
Yeah, and back in those days, it was jazz specifically. The church was very exercised about it. They thought that was the devil's music.
Yes, yeah, the devil's music, foreign music. There was a lot worse said about it. It was extremely racist, some of the stuff that was been said, you know. But it's mad to think about it. You know, it's not really that long ago. We're just looking at 90 years ago that they were looking at jazz music like that.
Now, and the venues you've chosen seems to me mostly in the northwest, and they're still standing dance halls. Are they still used as dance halls in the traditional sense?
Yes, we specifically chose five dance halls from Donegal, Leitrim, Mayo, Galway, and Clare. And the reason I chose those five dance halls was for the past 2 years I've been researching that era of the 1935 Dance Hall Act and the impact of the church and state on women, particularly around that era for dancing. And the stories that are associated with those halls is the reason why I picked that hall. I guess the most famous one people might be familiar with and the name of the whole show, The Devils in the Dance Hall, because the devil was said to appear in Taurine Hall in Mayo in the 50s. It was a great story about how this beautiful dark-skinned stranger with a hat and flared trousers walked into the hall and spent the whole night dancing with a lady called Bridget O'Flynn. And everybody, men and women, were all very jealous of his dance moves and how they looked like they had been dancing together all their lives. And when she left the hall with them, he dropped his matches for a cigarette outside the hall. And when she bent down to pick them up, she noticed that beneath his flared trousers were cloven hooves. And she screamed, and when everybody looked around, he had turned into a goat. So hence where the story came. I don't know if it was a... if it really did happen, or if this was something that the church made up in the area to try to deter people from going to the hall. But they backfired because they couldn't keep up with the crowds that were coming to Taurine after that to see if they could catch a glimpse of the devil fox trotting around the hall.
and that public dance hall act from 1935, that's still in that's still on the books.
Yeah, so from that Carrigan report, then because dance halls and dancing was causing such controversy, this licence came into law in February 1935 called the Public Dance Halls Licence, which made it illegal to dance unless you held a licence. So if you were trying to have a dance night in your house, which was really popular back then, house parties, or at a crossroads or in a barn or in a local hall, if you didn't hold this licence, you would be fined and summoned to court. And you'd have to have that licence approved by your local priest and by the local guard and the local judge. So it was no easy feat either. And there were several stories across Ireland of houses been raided and instruments thrown in the fire and people been summoned to court and the shame that went with that. And then the dance house, the house dance was, you know, slowly dying out and a way of life dying out, I suppose, for rural Ireland.
Yeah, indeed.
But it's still in law today, that's right.
Yeah, that's the good news.
It's still there.
Edwina,
yeah.
Keep up the good work. You can go to edwinagookian.com to find out all the details.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.